Daf is Daf Lamed Bey. So we got to three lines down the Gemara. We've been talking about the five Tfilos and the ten Kiddushim, Yadam Reglaim. So now the Gemara presents a Brayis of three lines down. Tanu Rabbanan Uva Aaron El Ol Moed. And Aaron went to the Ol Moed. So the Gemara, the Pasuk rather, doesn't explain what was he coming for, what was he coming to do. So Lama Huba. He only came in to retrieve the kaf of the machta, the spoon and the pan he left there. The way it works is Aaron or the Kohen Gadol would leave the kaf of machta, the kaf would have the ktoris, the machta would have the coals. He'd put the coals down in the machta, he'd pour the kaf of the ktoris over the coals, and then the ktoris would have this fill up the Aaron, rather the entire kosh kedoshim. The Kohen Gadol would leave. Later on, he'd come back and retrieve the kaf of machta. So that's why he went back in. The Gemara says, "Parsha kula nemra al haseder chutz mipasuk zeh." The entire parsha of Achrimos, which describes Avodas Yom Kippurim, is all in order except for this pasuk. I'll explain outside first, and then we'll explain inside the Gemara and the Rashi. The way it works in the psukim is the pasuk only mentions the Avodas Yom Kippurim. In the morning is where you do the Tamid Shel Shachar. All the big days of is done in the morning first, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Hatavas HaNeiros and the Ketores. Then comes Achrimos. All of Avodas Yom Kippurim is all together. It's all one shot, one unit. And then comes afterwards the Elo Shel Aaron and the Karo Mosef comes at the end. So there's really three sections. There's gold, white, gold. But the Gemara points out that can't be the case. So we actually take the Elo Shel Aaron, which is in the big days of the last unit. We take it. We sandwich it in between the big day Lavan. So now what happens is you have all of Avodas Yom Kippurim with white clothing. Then he goes to do the carbon, the Elo Shel Aaron with his gold clothing. And then he comes back into the Hotzah Kafu Machta with the white clothing. So that Hotzah Kafu Machta is out of order, the Gemara is saying. Even though the Pasuk is all one unit, we actually remove it and stick it in between the last unit of Big Days Off in order to create actually five sections out. There's gold, there's white, there's gold of the Elo Shel Aaron, there's white again, Hotzah Kafu Machta, and then there's gold of the Karo Mosef finishing off the day. So Gemara says, what was the need? How come we're compelled to say this? So again, kol ha-parsha kula nemra al-haseder, the entire parsha Achrimos is said in order, chos mi-pasuk zeh, except for this pasuk of Uva Aaron, which again refers to hotas kafamachta, my time, what's the reason? Amar Rav Chisda, gemir, we have a tradition. Rashi says gemir means halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Rambam seems to argue, he does not think the word gemir means halacha Moshe Mesinai. He seems to say that gemir means a tradition. But Rashi says it means a tradition that dates back to Har Sinai. So we have a tradition. Chamesh Tfilos V'Asar Kedushim. Tova Kohen Gadol U'Mekadesh Bobayom. We have a tradition that there are five Tfilos and there are ten Kedushim. V'Kesidron, if everything was in order, like the Pasuk seems to indicate, Lo Meshkachas La'Ela Shalosh Tfilos V'Shisha Kedushim. You only have three Tfilos. Only three, and three units. The first unit of gold clothing, which is the Karban Tamid, Shoshachar. The next unit is all of Achar Moses, which is white clothing. And then the final gold clothing of the Karban Moses and everything else. So it must be something out of order to create five different units, five Chamesh Tevilos. So if you just look at Rashi just hopefully to, if you didn't follow what was going on, look at Rashi Shekol Parsha. He says around 10 narrow lines down, Nemru HaMikros Al Seyde HaVodas HaMechalfos Kisidron B'Parsha Kach Seyde HaVodasim. The entire Parsha is said in order. The pasuk lumps together the removal of kafu machta with the rest of the avodas pnimius, which is referring to the avodas of kosh kedoshim. V'lo hifsik avodas elo ve'el ha'am bein time. The pasuk does not separate with the elo in between the avodas of pnimius, the avodas of the Yom Kippurim. V'haya lo lichtav et shiv said in the pasuk v'yatzev ases olaso after he did the k'toris in the kosher dashim it shiv said then Aaron went out to do the elo el ha'am he shivs in the gold clothing and then achar kach shiv said afterwards he wore the white clothing to do ba Aaron lotzi kafamachta and then after the big day lava notzas kafamachta shiv said v'achar kach ufashet his big day habad he removed the white clothing v'nicham sham he left the white clothing there because he wouldn't use them again v'rachas his besar b'mayim v'lovesh his big day shmona shakol shana then he wear one last time the gold clothing, the eight articles of clothing, that's what the pasuk should have said, but it doesn't say that. So we have this tradition that must be that this one is out of order. If you look at the top Tosas for a second, the Tosas there points out that we just said the reason why we know five tefilos is based on halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Temali, Hilchasa, Hilchasa, Krolamali. We're about to prove later on the Kaman that it's based on psukim. So now we have two different sources. How do we know five tefilos? First, the Gemara told us is based on the Gemir, Halach Moshe Sinai. We're about to see it's based on Psukim. Well, which one is it? Why do you need both Hilchasa and Kra? So Tosas writes, V'yei Shlomar, Ilav Kra, had we not had a Pasuk, Hav Amin, I would have thought, Chamesh Tfilos Yitbol Afilu B'zeh Achazeh Kulam B'yachad. Had we not had a pasuk, we would have thought the Kohen Gadol goes five times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and nothing not separating between the different changing of clothing. So for that reason, lahachi itzrech kra, dikishu mishana miyavoda lavavoda avidele. When does he do the five tefillos? When he changes the clothing. V'ilav hilchos, had we not had halacha Moshe Mesinai, havamina, I would have thought, eino mishana miyavoda lavavoda ela shalosh pamin. We would have thought there are only three units, the havalo gimel trilos v'sulo, therefore halacha Moshe Mesinai tells me that there are actually five units and five tefillos. So you need both the hilchosa and you also need the psukim. So now, what are the psukim? So Gemara quotes a decent size brisa here about two different sources. How do you know there are five tefillos? And another two sources, how do you have to wash your hands? So you have to pay attention because the Gemara is going to kind of connect to all the different drashas. So Gemara says, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'chamish tefillos v'asar kedushin shetova kohen gadol u'mekadosh bo bayom. What's the source of the five tefillos? Tamalomar, it says, Uva Aaron el Ola Moed, Ufasha is Big Day Habad. He removes a Big Day Bad, he removes a Big Day Lavan. The Rachat is Besar Bamaim, he goes to the Mikvah, B'makom Kadosh. V'lavash is Big Adav, he wears his regular Big Day Zav, V'yatza V'asa. So we see from here that he goes from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, Halamata Shekhov, Mishana Miavoda Lavoda, Ton Tfilah. When you change from different clothing, you have to go back and forth. Now the Gemara is going to point out, this is only a source of Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. How do you know Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan as well? That's the first source, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, Minayin, how do I know? L'chamish tefilos v'asar kedushim shetova kohen gadol u'mekadosh bo bayom. So Rabbi brings a different drasha, shenemar, ktonis bad kodesh yobash. When you wear the Big Day Lavan, so there's actually the opposite direction. When you change from Big Day Zav to wear Big Day Lavan, it says, ktonis bad kodesh yobash, you will wear the Big Day Lavan. U'michse vad yehu al bisaro, u'vabne bo bad yachgor, u'mitzefes bad yitznof, Big Day kodesh heim, v'rachas b'mai misbasaro, u'levesham. You go to the mikvah before putting Big Day Lavan. So this Rebbe's learning Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan. Rebbe Yehuda learned Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. Two different psukim. So then the Gemara says, Halamad, that we learned Shekhov, Mashan, Me Avoda, Lav Avoda, Ton Tefillah. When you ever change from different Avodas, Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, you have to do a Tefillah. The Omer, it says further, Big Day Kodesh Heim. So these words Rashi points out are extra, they're superfluous in the word, in the Pasuk. What to tell me? Hahokshu kol begadim kulan zelazet. To tell me all the begadim, that all Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan, all the different changing of clothing require a tevila in between. That's according to Rebbe. So then the Gemara just sums up. V'chamesh avodos hein. What are the five different units of avoda? Talmud shel shachar, you wear Big Day Zav. Avodas yom, the rest of Yom HaKippur, you wear Big Day Lavan. Elu ve'elu ha'am, Big Day Zav. Kafu Machta, Big Day Lavan, Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, Big Day Zav. So these are the five different units. There is a Bachlokas, I don't want to get too involved, but this is the basic structure of the day. So the Gemara then says, Minayin Shekol Tevila, V'Tevila Tzricha, Shnei Kedushim. So that was the two sources of Tevila. So how do you know that the sources of the Shnei Kedushim, that each Tevila must be accompanied by Shnei Kedushim as well? Tamil Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Ufashat, V'Rachatz, V'rachas, V'lavash, based on two different psukim, we're able to, since the word V'rachas is unnecessary, we're going to say the pasuk V'rachas is really referring to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So when you remove a pashat, you have to do Rechitza of Yadayim, and when you do Levisha, you have to do Rechitza as well. So this is the source of Shnei Kiddushim. So then the Gemara says another reason, another source of Shnei Kiddushim comes along now, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's a Kal V'chomer. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that you have to have Shnei Kiddushim V'ish Tefillah. It's an obvious point. Because ma b'makum shein ton tefila ton kiddush. So in a time where you don't require tefila, so when don't you require tefila? In the morning. We know in the morning that the only reason why I do a tefila in the morning was a derabanan, according to the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It's only din derabanan to come in the base of Mikdash. Yet, even though you don't need a tefila mederaisa, you certainly do require kiddush adayim reglaim in the morning. So ma b'makum shein ton tefila, yet ton kiddush. However, and that's the case, makom sheton tevila, time where you do require tevila. When you change begadim, certainly, eino din sheton kiddush. So it's a kal v'chomer that you need to wash your hands that accompanies the tevila. So, I malahalan kiddush echad, afkan kiddush echad. If that's the case, in the morning, when you have kiddush adayim, you only do it one time. Maybe here as well, you should only have to wash your hands one time in between each avoda. Tamalomar, uva aron el ol moed ufasha is Big Day Abad, asher lavash, that he removes the clothing that he wore. Of course you remove clothing you wear. If you're not wearing the clothing, how do you remove it? Of course, you only remove what you're wearing. So what's the extra drasha of lavash? They're making a connection to the removing of clothing, to the wearing of clothing. Malavisha tam kiddush, just like when you wear the clothing, we're putting the big day lavan on, you require a kiddush. Af pshita tam kiddush, so too when you're removing the clothing, there's a kiddush as well. So every time you change clothing, there needs to be shnei kiddushim. So we had, again, first two different sources. How do you know you need the five tevilos in between changing clothing? That was Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe, and then we had two different sources. How do you know you have to do Shnei Kiddushim? One was based on the Pesukim of Fashat Rachas, Rachas of Lavash, and then Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon said it was based on Akal Vachomer. So these are two different sources for each of these dinim. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each of these sections of the Braisa. So Amr Rabbi Yehuda, the last seven lines of the Amud here, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin L'chamesh Tvilos V'asar Kiddushim Shetov V'koin Gadol V'mekadesh Bava Yom. How do I know, again, the five Tvilos? Tamal Omer, Uva Aron El Ol Moed, V'rachat Es B'sar B'mayim B'makum Kodesh. So when you wear the big days of, you're supposed to wash, go to the mikveh first. Halamata Shekom Ashana Me'avod L'vavda Ton Tvilos. So that's just a quotation of the Brayis of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Gemara says, Ashkechan mi big day lavan le big day zav. That pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda uses is only changing from big day lavan to big day zav that you require tevila in between. But what about the opposite? Mi big day zav le big day lavan mi nine. What's the source that wearing big day lavan requires a tevila first? So Gemara says on the top of Lamed Beis Mebeis, Tana debay Rabbi Yishmael, Kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer, because my big day zav, shein bam nichnas, barahayam lefnai lefnim, when he wears the big day zav, and the big day zav does not allow the Kohen Gadol to go into Kodesh Kodashim, and yet it requires a tvila first, so certainly, and ton tvila, so certainly big day lavan, shein nichnas ben lefnai lefnim, it goes to a much deeper place, eino din she ton tvila, certainly it should require tvila. Now keep in mind, I pointed this out the other day, I'm not going to go in heavy detail, but you have different languages in the Gemaras, and Rishonim, is the Iker changing from different begadim, or is Iker changing from different makomos here? So the focus on this Gemara is from different locations of Lefnai Lefnim. We've had other indications, it's about the type of avoda, was the avodas of Kippurim versus the avodas of Shar Kol HaShana. But this focus is clearly on the makom. So again, if the Big Day Zav, which does not take you into Kodesh Kedashim, requires a tevila, certainly a Big Day Lavan, which takes the Kohen Gadol to the Lefnai Lefnim, certainly it should require a tevila. So the Gemara says, Ikle Mifrach, there's room to question this Kal V'chomer, Ma Le Big Day Zav, Shekein Kaparasem Ruba. But the Big Day Zav has greater kapara than that Big Day Lavan. In what way does Big Day Zav have greater kapara? So if you look at Rashi and Tapir, Kapara Samaruba Shemishamish Bem Kolimos Hashana. The rest of the year, 353 days of the year, or 364 days of the year, he wears the Big Day Zav. So much more kapara is being achieved by Big Day Zav than the Big Day Lavan, which is only wore once a year. Avodas Panim, the Yom HaKippurim, Einu Mechaperes Ela Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashim. It's very limited in what's being accomplished by Big Day Lavan. So since the Big Day Zav requires more Kabara, maybe only that requires a Tevila, not the Big Day Lavan. So Gemara says, you're right, this Kal V'chomer doesn't make sense. So Ela, how does he know when wearing Big Day Lavan you have to do Tevila first? Ela Nafka Le Mid Rebbe. So even Rebbe Yehuda agrees to the drasha of Rebbe. Right, Rebbe was the second drasha. Rebbe says when you wear Big Day Lavan, that's when you need a tevila. So Rebbe Yehuda holds of both drashas, one telling me Big Day Zav, one telling me Big Day Lavan, that they both require a tevila. So now the Gemara is going to turn his focus to the Shita of Rebbe. So Gemara says six lines down, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe learned the drasha minayin l'chamesh tevilas v'asar kedushin shetovah hem kohen gadol mekadesh bava yom. How does he know? You need tevila. Tama lomar ksonas bad kodesh liyabash, that when you wear the ksonas bad, which is Big Day Lavan, you need to do a tevila first. So halamal tashakol amashana me'avodu lavoda shaton tefila. So ashchan mi'big day zav le'big day lavan. Now Rebbe, only this drasha tells me that when you change from big day zav to big day lavan, you need to do a tefila first. But how does he know the opposite? Mi'big day lavan le'big day zav minayin. How does he know? So tana debei Rabbi Shmuel kavachomer. He uses the svar he said above. Ma beged lavan she'ein kaparas emruba yet tuna tefila. Big day zav she kaparas emruba ain't odin shatun tefila. The Big Day Lavan, whose kapara is very limited, yet it requires a tevila, so certainly Big Day Zav, which is mechaper all year round, certainly that should require tevila first. And Ikle Mifrach, there's room to question this Kal V'chomer, Mala Big Day Lavan, Shekein Nichnas Bahen Lefnai Levnim. But however, the Big Day Lavan is greater, and that goes to Kodesh Kedoshim, as opposed to Big Day Zav, so maybe only Big Day Lavan requires a tevila. So the Gemara says, "Ahainu de katani." That's why Rebbe, at the end of the statement, he said, "V'omer had the drasha ubig de kodesh heim v'rachas es besar b'mayim levesham." Was an extra pasuk telling me that not only when you wear big day lavan do you require tefillah, but even when you wear big day zav, you require a tefillah as well. So these are just completing the pictures of Shitas Rebbe Yehuda and Shitas Rebbe. So now the Gemara says, we quoted in the Braisa at the end, the Chamesh Avodas Hain, there are five different units, Tamid Shel Shachar Be Big Day Zav, Avodas Hayom, which is the rest of Yom HaKippurim, is Big Day Lavan, Elu Ve'el Ha'am, he wears Big Day Zav again, and then to take out Kafel Machta, Big Day Lavan a second time, there's the fourth unit, and then Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, along with the Karban Musaf, is Big Day Zav. So now the Gemara says, Minayin Shekol Tvila, V'Tvila Tzvicha Beis Kiddushim. So now we're going to turn our attention to how do you know that you have to have two kiddushim for every single tefillah? So Tama Lomar Ufashat V'Rachatz V'Rachatz V'Lavash. So it says when you remove clothing, you need to take a bath or go with the Ruchitza, and you do the Ruchitza on the Levisha. So now the Gemara says, "Hi, tefillah huksiv." So how could this be the source of kiddushim? Rachatz means to bathe; it means to immerse your entire body; it means to do a tefillah. So how does the Gemara have the right to use this as a drasha of kiddush of washing hands and legs only? So Gemara says, "Imenu inin l'tefila." If it doesn't have to talk about tefillah because we already know tefillah, they're ready dinafkalei mi big day kodesh aim. We're ready to learn the drasha from big day kodesh, all the different tefillahs. So rachatz certainly can't be referring to tefillah because that we already know. So therefore, tenei inyan lekiddush, we could apply it to kiddush that you need ofashat v'rachatz v'lavash. Each tefillah requires two kiddushim. One is going on the pshita, one's going on the levisha. So Gemara says, so why not be very clear? Whenever you have a Taneo Inyan, so why is a pasuk use the wrong word to have a drasha that doesn't mean what the word means? So why not be clear in Lichtavei Rachmanav Lashon Kiddush? So why did the pasuk just say Ufasha v'Kiddush v'Kiddush v'Lavash? Why is it trying to confuse us the pasuk by saying v'Rachatz? So Gemara says because we're learning a din from here because we have to learn Hakamash V'Lam the Tvila Kiddush, that Tvila Rechita is like Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, B'Makom Kadosh. Everyone agrees that the washing of the hands is from the Kiyur, which is in the Azara, which is in the base of Migdash, that's Makom Kodesh. So too the Rechita, the Tvila, must be Makom Kodesh as well. Again, Ma Kiddush, B'Makom Kadosh, Af Tvila, B'Makom Kadosh. So the Gemara then says, okay, so that was all great for Shita of Rebbe, but Rebbe Yehuda, Kiddush Menale. How does Rebbe Yehuda know? Because the pasuk that Rebbe just used was a ufasha v'rachatz, rachatz v'lavash. That was the words of Tevila Rebbe Yehuda. That was not available for Rebbe Yehuda to make a drasha of Kiddush Yadayim. That was his source of Tevila. So how does he know Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? So therefore Rebbe Yehuda has to resort to the second source of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is Menale Nafkle, Midi Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Kal V'Chomer, the Rebbe Elazar said that if in the morning, when you don't require Tevila, you require Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, certainly B'Makom Shetal and Tevila, where you do require Tevila, certainly that requires Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So that's how Rebbe learns a drasha of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim versus Rebbe Yehuda, who learns it from this Kal V'Chomer. So now the Gemara says, Amr of Chista. Chista says, Hod the Rebbe, Mafka Midi Rebbe Meir, Umafka Midir Banan. We spoke about yesterday that the machlok is between Rebbe Meir and Rabbanan. When exactly do they do washing their hands? Are you wearing the clothing or you're not wearing the clothing? We had those two shitas yesterday. Rav Chisda is pointing out that Rebbe is actually a third shita. So we're going to explain what that means. So what's the third shita? So Gemara says again, Am Rav Chisda ha Rebbe Mafka Midir Rebbe Meir Umafka Midir Rabbanan. What does that mean? So Mafka Midir Rabbanan, he's different than Rabbanan. Deilu Rabbanan Amri, they hold Kishu Lavush Mekadesh. When you're still wearing clothing before you remove it, you're wearing clothing and then you wash your hands according to Rabbanan and then you take off clothing. However, Ihu, Rebbe holds Amar Kishu Poshet Mekadesh. First you take off the clothing and then you wash your hands. So they're arguing about the Peshitta. Rebbe argued the Rabbanan in terms of the Peshitta. You have to be undressed to do washing hands. And he's also Mafka Midi Rebbe Meir on the other end. The Ilu Rebbe Meir Amar Hach Kiddush Basar, the second washing of hands, when you're wearing the clothing, when you're putting on the new clothing, Rebbe Meir holds Kishu Lavush Mekadesh. When you wear the clothing, then you wash your hands, but Rebbe himself holds Amar Kishu Poshet Mekadesh. When you're still undressed is when you wash your hands. So look at just Rashi to put it together. Rashi on the halfway down Amar Rav Chisda, Rashi explains, Kesavah Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is of the understanding, Dafka Amar Rebbe. When Rebbe made the drasha, ufashat v'rachatz, rachatz lavash, it means take off clothing, wash your hands, go to the mikvah, wash your hands a second time, and then get dressed. So both the pshita and levisha, you're not wearing clothing when washing the hands. It's taken very literally. The shnei kiddushim, bein pshita levisha, that are sandwiched in between the removing of clothing and getting dressed, echel lefnei tefila, one right before tefila, v'echel acharei, one right after the tefila, but kodem levisha. So again, according to Rebbe, it's, again, the guy's changing and the guy. The Kohen Gadol removes Big Day Lavan, he's undressed now, washes hands, mikvah, washes hands again, and then gets dressed with the Big Day Zav, and so too with the opposite, Big Day Zav, to Big Day Lavan, it's sandwiching, it's mamish next to the tefila, which again is against both Rebbe and Rebbe Meir. That's the understanding of Rav Chisda. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, Hakol modim, everyone agrees, Bekidush Sheni Shilovish Bachakach Mekadish. He disagrees with Rav Chisda. He says that, well, actually, we'll see, it is clear, but the Gemara is going to have an interesting shot in just a second. But he holds that everybody, even Rebbe holds, that the second Kiddush has to be only after you get dressed first. Even though the drasha was Rachatz V'Lavash, it's not meant to be taken literally, it's meant to be first Lavash, and then rachat, and then wash your hands. Everybody agrees to that. He actually does not argue on the shita of Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara then says, "My time." Well, what's his reasoning for this? The Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "O bikisham el hamizbech." When you come close, when you approach the mizbech, you have to wash your hands. So let me read the whole pasuk for you. It says, "Bevoam el ol moed your chatzu b'mayim." When you come to the ol moed, to the mishkan or the base of Mikdash, you need to wash your hands. Vloya musim, one won't die. O bikisham el hamizbech, or you approach the mizbech, l'sharis l'hakti ishel Hashem. So what's the drush here? So, O Begisham El Mizbech, says the Gemara, Mishayna Mukhusr El Gisha, only person who's lacking Gisha. He's lacking just walking. He needs to just approach it. The last thing he needs to do is just wash his hands and then walk to the Mizbech. However, Yatze Zeh, Shemukhusr Levisha Vegisha. If you hold that you wash your hands before you get dressed, there's actually there's a Kiddush, there's a Levisha, and then there's a Gisha. That's an extra step which is not mentioned or referenced in the Pasuk at all. So it must be that the washing hands comes after he's fully dressed, and the only thing lacking is the gisha. That's the drasha of Rav Acha that even Rebbe would agree to, he thinks, that you have to get dressed and then wash your hands. So Amalei, Rav Acha, Bered the Rava, the Rav Ashi. He points out the following. Lo Rav Chisda, Islei the Rav Acha, Lo Rav Acha, Islei the Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda and Rav Acha don't hold of each other, which is obvious to us. They're arguing, because if they were holding each other, which is it's not really taking that seriously, but if they were holding each other, Im Kain, Le Rebbe, Havalei Chamesa Kiddushim, ends up being 15 washing of hands. Why? Because the second washing, he has to first wash, like Rav Chisda says, before he gets dressed. And Rav Acha says, if they wash after you get dressed, so there's one in the beginning, and then two afterwards, that's three. 5 times 3 is 15. So, of course, we don't have 15 anywhere, so they obviously are arguing with each other. So now the Gemara says as follows. We are back to the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that the carbon, the Kohen Gadol shechs the carbon tamid, and the Gemara uses a lashon of kartsu. So what's kartsu mean? So the Gemara quotes, Heviu lo es tamid kartsu. My kartsu was kartsu. Mean amar ula lishna de katlu. It means to kill. It means to shecht. That the Kohen Gadol shechs, he kills the animal, he kills the tamid. So what's the basis? How do you know? Amar kra, the pasuk, amar of Nachman bar Yitzhak, my kra, what's the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, this pasuk appears in Yirmiyah, it says, Egla Yefe fiha, an egla, calf, that's mouth, it's very pretty. Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, keretz mitzafon bava. There's going to be some type of murder from the north. What does that mean? Watch the drasha. My met mashra. Kid metargim, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is always metargim, all the psukim throughout Shas. So Rav Yosef is metargim, malka yai, a very good kingdom, or king, which is referring to the king of Mitzrayim. Amin Katlin, some murderous nations, Mitzifon, are going to come from the north, which is referring to Bava. Bava is viewed as the north. Yasan Allah are going to come upon you. So Lashon of Ketulim, so the word Karetz in the Hebrew word is the Targum is Ketulim, to kill. So Karetzu means that the Kohen Gadol kills, he shechs the carbon tamid. Why that word's used here, I'm not sure, but either way, that's the understanding. So then the Gemara wants to kartsu bekama. How much does he have to shecht? How much of the animal? We know when it comes to an animal, when shechting, there are two simanim, and an oaf, there's one simon, right? The veshin and the kana, the esophagus, and the windpipe. You have to shecht both them by a behema, and only one when it comes to an oaf. So how much do you have to shecht for the carbon talmud? So Amar Ula, Ula explains, berov shnaim, majority of both simanim is what's needed. The chain Amar Rabbi Yochanan berov shnaim, you need to cut both of most of both of simanim. Vaft Reish Lakish sorry berov shnaim, he also holds most of the two simanim. The Amar Reish Lakish points out v'chi ma'acha shesheni, since we already have a din rubu she'achad kamao salama sheni rov echad be'of rov shnaim behema. So we already know that by regular shechting of an animal, you have to have, I mentioned before, that if a oaf, most of the one simon, by a behema, most of two simonim. So why have they teach me here, by the carbon tamid, the fisha shaninu, we have a din, heviu lu as a tamid, they bring the carbon tamid, kartsu, the kohen gadol shechs it, umerik acha shchita al yado, another kohen completes the shchita, The kibbal as adam, the Kohen Gadol now catches the blood, v'zarkum, and he sprinkles it. So one might think, yachal lo meirik yipasul. Let's say the second Kohen does not complete the shechita. Let's say Kohen Gadol does it, and the Kohen Hedyot decides he doesn't want to do the marika. He doesn't want to finish it off. So one might think that's going to be pasul. So I say, wait a second. How can it be pasul? If you're going to say the Kohen Hedyot does not do the marika, it's pasul. That means that's essential to the avodah. If it's essential to the avodah, that means the Kohen Gadol has to do an essential, rather the Kohen Hedyot has to do an essential avodah, but we know that can't be the case. How could that be the Havamina? Yachal lo yeh merik yeh pasul? Yachal lo merik yeh pasul im kein havile avodah ba'acher. Because that means the Kohen Hedyot's involvement is necessary to avodah Yom Kippurim. Again, the Kohen Gadol does the Shechita. The Kohen Hedyot does the Marika. If we're saying that the Marika is necessary and has to be done by the Kohen Hedyot, so then that means a part of the avodah must be done by Kohen Hedyot. And we know that's not the case because we have a cloud we already saw that kol avodas yom kippurim eino ksheros elabo. Only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do that. So the Kohen Hedyot could do things that are optional, but they can't do things that are necessary. So how could you suggest, how could the Brisa even suggest that yachol lo yemerik, it's going to be possible? So Gemara tweaks that. Now, again, there's a very important toast here I don't want to get too involved in. And this is one of the important discussions we've discussed in the past about whether the Kohen Gadol only has to do that which is unique to Avodah Yom Kippurim, or he has to do all the Avodahs of the day, even the non-Yom Kippurim. This is a sugi about the Karban Tamid, which is not unique to Yom Kippurim, yet the Gemara applies a din that Kol Avodah Yom Kippurim is Eino Ksheres El Bo, even though the context is Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. So this is a raya that he has to do every Avodah, Bein Yom Kippurim, Bein Shari Mos Hashanah. Either way, the Gemara just challenges this Havamina that the Meiruk is a Likuva. So Gemara says, Hachi Gemara, this is what it means to say. Yachal ye pasul midirabanan. One might think it's pasul midirabanan if the Kohen Hedyot doesn't do it. Not the Raisa, but the Rabbanan, maybe it's going to be pasul. And Lachach, therefore, the Gemara in Lama Gimel says, Shanina, we learn the din, that rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim v'behema. Look at the top, Rashi. Rashi says, Lachach Shaninu. Even though we taught the din of what was the din again? We said rov echad both rov shayim behema. That was a mishnah that was taught both in Maseches Chulin by regular shechting of an animal and in Seder Kachim as well. So why repeat it in both places? So it says Rashi in the top here. L'chach sheninu mishnah yisayir echad bechulin echad bekachim midekamer Reb Shlakish l'defrushay hach d'sei d'yuma tzan l'shchitas chulin shvamina kartu d'hacha rov shayim. It's teaching us here that really the marika is not necessary. It's enough if the Kohen Gadol does the rov shayim, he already accomplished the mitzvah. The marika is just an extra level. We'll see in a second why, but it's an extra din, but it's not li'ikuvah. That's what we're learning. So that's how we could learn from Reish Lakish that he too holds that it must be that ruba the shayim is sufficient. Again, make that clear. We have this din that Rabbi Yochanan holds that rov shayim is good enough. Reish Lakish also holds Rosh Hashanah is good enough, but not from an explicit statement, but it's rather, we learn this from a drasha he makes here from the Mishnayos, because he's wondering, why do we allow the Kohen Hedyot to finish the Shechita? If it's telling me that he has to do it, it can't be. We can't have a necessary avodah done by Kohen Hedyot. Must be that it's a mitzvah to do it, but it's not likuvah. So if he's finishing, if he's doing the Marika, that means the Kohen Gadol only did a Rov. Must be after Rov Shnayim was complete, the mitzvah was done. So that's how Reish Lakish also agrees to the dinner of Yochanan, that Rov Shnayim is sufficient to complete a Shechita. So now if that's the case here, so then why is there Marika at all? Why are we telling the Kohen Hedyot to do Marika? Just look at two more lines in Lama Gimel, we'll stop here. The Gemara says, V'chim Acher, Da'afil P'sul M'derban Leka. So now that we established that the Havamina was, maybe the Kohen Hedyot doesn't do the Marika, it's Yipasul Midirabanan, and that was the Havamina. Brian says, no, even if we miss it, it's completely fine. It's just a mitzvah ba'alma. So Lamali Lamarik, what was the reason to the Marika in the first place then? If the Kohen Hedyot, it's not necessary. So Gemara says, mitzvah Lamarik, the mitzvah to do it. What's the mitzvah? Says Rashi three lines down. Mitzvah Lamarik, kidei lehotzi es adam yafeh. Because if you complete the Shechita, it just allows more blood or the blood to come out easier than if the Marika was not done. But it's not necessary. It's not likuva. It's simply a mitzvah to help the Kohen Gadol to catch most of the blood. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We discussed about the source of the concept first of five tevilos and ten kiddushim based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that when in the order, there's only three units and three tevilos, but since we have a Mesorah that there are five, we must learn that the Hotzos Kaf Malach is out of order, and we kind of put it in between the Big Days of Avodas at the end, giving five different units. Gemara brought two different sources. How do you know that you need a tefillah in between different avodas? Rabbi Huda learned one pasuk. Rabbi learned another pasuk. How do we know you need two kiddushim for each tefillah? We had one source based on the Fashat Harachas. Then Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shim brought a Kal Vachomer. How do we know? And then we discussed and analyzed each case here that Rabbi Huda, although he's talking about Big Days Of to Big Day Lavan, he agrees, or Big Day Lavan to Big Days Of, he agrees to Rebbe's Rush as well, from Big Days Of to Big Day Lavan as well. Rebbe himself learned it from the extra psukim of Big Day Kodeshim to apply to all changing of Odas, Big Day Lavan, Big Days Of, or vice versa. And then we discussed how you know Shtei Kedushim, so we end up saying because the why the pasuk used Verachatz to indicate Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, to tell me that just like Kiddush Adayim is B'makom Kodesh, so too Tefillah is B'makom Kodesh. Levi, we pointed out, was Levi was different than Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, and that Levi said that the both when you do Kiddush before and Kiddush after Tefillah, both of them are when the person is not dressed, different than both Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. And then Rav Acha argued and said, not true. Levi agrees to Rabbi Meir that you have to be wearing clothing to wash at the second one. We learn Lashon Kartu means Lashon Shchita. And finally, that when it comes to how much you have to shech, it has to be Rov Shnaim, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agreed to this. And the whole concept of Marika is only a Chiyav Midirabanan, but it's not possible if the Kohen Hedid does not do it. And the purpose is to do Marika Yafa to have the Dam coming out nicely. Okay, we'll stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful day.